This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by BEX. Since 1937, BEX has stood up for the things that matter most, faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets, especially as we went through that quarterly grain stocks report?
Yeah, the market is a two-section affair in a sense that we come in on a Monday, the last day of September, the last day of the quarter, some evening up for the quarter end. Wheat was up off the dryness in Russia. There's still plenty dry in Brazil. It's supposed to get rain in a couple of weeks, but the jury's out on that. The shorts have been running out of this the market. The corn shorts are at a four-month low right now. It's up over 350,000 one time. So the shorts they make pretty good buyers when they see that it's not going their way. And also you got the dock worker strike kind of hanging in the balance, how that impacts the markets. That was all a play earlier on today until 11 o'clock when the report came out, the quarterly stocks report. And it turned out to be a bullish surprise for corn.
At BEX, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. BEX, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BEXHybrids.com.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. December corn up 7 even at 425 even. November soybeans down half a cent at 1065 and a quarter. October soybean meal up 350 at 347.20. Soybean oil up $1.09 at 43.27. On the Merck, October live cattle up a nickel at 183.80. October feeders down 72 cents at 246.35. October lean hogs up 20 cents at 82.25. Pork cutout unchanged at 91.67, and Class 3 milk up 6 cents at 23.18. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.